I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We are on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you online if you can't get through on the phones.
I'm at Funny Dan. If you want to express your grievances as a Ravens fan to Grant H. Paulson, you got to follow him at Grant H. Paulson. Again, if you're an aggrieved Ravens party, make sure you tweet at Grant H. Paulson. Just regular Grant Paulson. He doesn't want to engage about that. He wants to talk about Fox News 6 years ago. You want to talk to Grant H. Paulson about the Ravens and Grant's trolling, comical, over-the-top hatred and bitterness about your special Baltimore Ravens, who are excellent and above reproach, you've got to tweet at Grant H. Paulson. That's the key.
The Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines, 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Toughest game remaining for the Redskins is what? Easiest remaining game on the schedule is what? You're five to choose from. Thursday night football, national television at the Cowboys on a one-week prep from Thanksgiving Thursday into a Thursday weird schedule. Long travel, but not as long as next week, going to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers 4:05 kickoff on a Sunday afternoon. Then you've got the Cardinals at FedEx, the Broncos at FedEx, and you're closing out the season at the Giants. We both had the exact same order, degree of difficulty. Toughest remaining game is the Chargers. Then the Cowboys this coming Thursday night. Then the Cardinals, Broncos, and Giants in that order to wrap things up. Let's go to Alan in Centerville. What's up, Alan? How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call, guys. You guys are probably going to make fun of me and give me a hard time. I'm basing this off of what I've been watching and what I've seen in performance. I actually think the Cowboys are going to be the easiest game, and I agree with you guys as far as the Chargers being the most difficult, just based on talent and what I've been seeing on TV.
Sell me on that they're the easiest.
I just think they're down. I mean, right now, they've been getting beat up. I think the morale is low, and I think the Giants are hyped up to go in there and just kick some ass.
Yeah, I tell you what, thanks for the call. I'm not going to laugh at you at all. I mean, if you're just basing this on the recency of the final 3 weeks that we've seen up till now, the Cowboys have been beaten 27-7, 37-9, and 28-6. They've been one of the worst teams in football the last 3 weeks.
They have been. The Falcons get. So here's what I'm going to do. Not excusing it, just I'm going to try to explain it, I think. For me, that's why I think this Dallas team could do more, and I think we'll do more against the Redskins. Against Atlanta, no Elliott, obviously, but no Tyron Smith. Adrian Claiborne has 6 of his 9 sacks in that ballgame where you can't get anything off the ground. Following week, Philadelphia. They're doing that to everybody. They're killing everybody. They're excellent. Chargers game.
How do you explain that one away?
A little bit more tough. A little bit tougher to do so, but it's a defense that I think is criminally underrated at this point in terms of the Chargers. Now, you still don't manage a loud clap if you're Dallas, but I think they can have some effect against the Redskins.
So the reason I put them much higher on the list is twofold. Number one, they have had Washington's number. And I think, you know, while generally it doesn't matter like how the history has gone with a team or you know what the rivalry says, big picture, if you look at the recent games those teams have played, Dallas just presents a bad matchup problem. Ezekiel Elliott's a big reason why he's obviously not there. But I think that the Cowboys, at their place, are due to play better on offense. Dak Prescott isn't bad. He's played bad the last 3 weeks. He is overrated, and he's not as good as everyone wanted to make him out to be, but he's not a terrible quarterback. This is kind of the sum of all fears, worst-case scenario, 3-week stretch for them. Their running game has actually been somewhat effective with Alfred Morris. They're just not quite as scary at this point. So I think they're due to play better. I don't think they'll continue playing as poorly as they have. That's the only area where I would disagree. But that's not a crazy point at all. No one's laughing at you for saying that. They have been, if you're doing a power rankings on the last 3 weeks in the league, Dallas is in the 30s. Let's go to Derek in D.C. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
So my hardest game to win, I believe, is the Cowboys game because they kind of have the Redskins number. So I agree with you, Grant. And then let's say the easiest would be the game against the Giants because I don't think they put up, 200 yards of total offense the last game. So those are my picks.
The Giants are just wretched. They are wretched. I know they make it tough on the Redskins offense, but you just if you just take a knee enough times, And you'll get a turnover. You'll get something from that Giants deep, because that offense is just reprehensibly bad at this point.
Yeah, I think that the Week 17 element of a team that will be in vacation mode. And see, people say, well, last year they didn't play their starters. It's such a different culture in the building when you're a playoff team and everyone's play is being elevated than when you're on your way to picking third in the draft. And they will have completely checked out. I think that is the easiest game as well. Recent Redskins-Cowboys history. You ready for this?
Yes.
They played at the end of October. Redskins lost by 14. Game wasn't actually that lopsided, but it happened. They played last November, 31-26. That was on Thanksgiving. That was a competitive game, but the Redskins, frankly, weren't as close as the final score maybe in that one. 27-23, they lost. That was early last year, I think week two. That was the Kirk Cousins interception in the red zone that cost them. Last time they beat the Cowboys was a Week 17 game with Kellen Clemens starting, which doesn't start that really mean that much.
Was Kellen Moore or Kellen Clemens?
Kellen Moore. Kellen Good Moore. Call. Yeah. That was a Bob McAdoo bit.
That's when his sister got very mad at you.
Yes, that's right. I trolled his sister, apparently, by saying he wasn't a good quarterback. The two games before that, they lost to the Cowboys 19-16. That was the DeSean Jackson weird punt return, long touchdown catch game.
Oh, man. I've forgotten about that moment where he went backwards 23 yards.
That
Thanks again, DeSean.
And then in 2014, the Cowboys beat the Redskins 44-17. I don't remember anything about that. But they've beaten the Redskins now in five of the last six games the two teams have played. Joe in Manassas, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So the hardest game is definitely going to be the Chargers. You got Phillip Rivers really slinging the ball well, nice. And you got Keenan Allen catching everything thrown to him. So I think that's going to be the toughest game. The easiest game, and I don't know if you guys are going to agree with this, but the Cowboys are going to be the easiest game. The last three games, I know everyone said this, but they're looking old, man. Dez Bryant's slow. Jason Witten's old.
He's old.
Dak Prescott's going to have he's got way much too much on his plate. Like you said, Grant, the running game helps out a lot, man, and that's the engine that makes that team run. Without Ezekiel Elliott, they look like a bunch of Jags.
They should absolutely beat Dallas. Nobody's saying otherwise in this studio. I'd feel a lot better about that if they had Jordan Reed and Monte Nicholson. They're probably not going to have either of those guys. The Redskins are still very banged up. And you just saw them basically for three quarters push the Giants back and forth and not really be able to pull away. Eventually they did. I think in my lack of confidence this weekend, or I should say this Thursday, is more to do with the Redskins in that spotlight, in that stadium, and their health. Than the Cowboys. I just don't think the Cowboys are going to play that badly four in a row. Don't see it.
So the Chargers didn't actually score as many points as their dominance would have indicated. They had botched a couple of early red zone opportunities.
They had a pick six.
They moved it up and down like you wouldn't believe.
Yep.
I do believe Sean Lee is still out in this one. And that's another massive thing.
Have we gotten an update on that?
So the last I saw that he was supposed to be out until mid-December. I could be wrong about that again. So far, by the way, in 45 minutes of doing the show, I've been terribly misinformed apparently about injuries and guys returning or not, but I thought he was going to be out for this one as well.
That is a massive loss. And I know, yeah, we laugh about Chris Collinsworth oversaying his name. He is a really good player, and without him, their defense goes from being about league average or a tick above it to well worse than it.
And so here's what's important. It means the Cowboys can stop something, but they can't stop everything. So if you keep out-guessing them, right? If they guess right, they'll stop. You can run on them without Sean Lee. And if they finally shore that up, then it's some of those things where you saw that Jamison Crowder little seam route, which was brilliantly designed. You can get some of those.
How much better, by the way, are the Redskins when they just have even just a skosh of a running game? A little Samaje Perine bobbing and weaving, picking up 85 on 17 attempts.
When they're not killing themselves, when it's not second and 11 every time, it's just a different thing.
Five games left. Redskins need to win them all. Drew in D.C., what's the hardest, what's the easiest game left on the schedule?
I do think the hardest is going to be the, first of all, happy holidays, guys.
You too, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I think, first of all, I think the San Diego game, because I think, not being that familiar, with that, with them, I think the NFC, they kind of like know what they're up against. But that Dallas game, like I said, with the middle linebacker out from Dallas, man, and you just got to look how many yards P. Ryan is getting with this makeshift offensive line. If we had, that's the type of running game we was looking at if the offensive line was at full strength. So I think we would be able to gash them boys on a good running game. I think the Redskins could win this game probably like 27-13.
I hope you're right. That would be fun. It'd be a nice couple of months to be able to brag over Cowboys fans after that game because it's been a long time coming. Got some audio for you next. Jay Gruden doesn't think the Cowboys' last three games and their struggles have to do with Ezekiel Elliott. So we want to play that for you. Also, Jason Garrett on Dak Prescott and why he has struggled so much. Similarly, he's not blaming Prescott's regression on Ezekiel Elliott either. So you'll hear from those two guys next, Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.